This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody who's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. Alrighty, joining us right now from California, IA, that's the one, the only, the informidable professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Everybody went back in on the porch because it's Monday morning and they got to get up and do things tomorrow, I guess. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget about that, and we will remind you about it. Now, Kyle, senior U.S. military officials pushed for additional special operations personnel to be sent to Ukraine in the lead-up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But the request was denied amid requests that White House fears that it could provoke Russia, according to a report. Now, we have found out in the past few days that our very own Florida Army National Guard was in Ukraine training the Ukrainian military at a time when we were told there was nobody there.
That's right. Yes, that was very interesting.
And I told the audience that if you believe that, I've got a hamburger, I'll sell you, in Pennsylvania on the Philadelphia River.
Right. Well, obviously, especially when it comes to something like this, you know, you do it kind of real quiet-like if you can.
Of course.
But if you can't do it real quiet-like, then maybe at the very least, and perhaps Putin would have the intelligence about it anyway in terms of the intelligence gathering, but, you know, to some degree, hopefully that would change some of his calculus to know that he's not coming in to a situation, but he's coming into a situation where Americans have already been training.
Well, here's,
so this could be a big deal.
Well, here's the deal. Anytime the Biden administration tells you they're not doing something, reverse it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's still, the problem is that it's still amateur hour at the Biden administration. You know, I think Americans have a real question, Captain. How much is Joe Biden actually doing? I don't mean in the sense of material or this kind of thing, but what is he strategizing? Is he sitting behind the Resolute desk and strategizing and coming up
with
stuff?
He's doing what he's being told.
Yeah, and Kamala the same way.
And let's look, yeah, because they're being ruled by a Politburo. Now, let's look at this. As Russia stationed 100,000 troops on its border with Ukraine last year, U.S. military officials told lawmakers in December that a few hundred additional special operations personnel should be sent to the country to assist with military advice and training, police reported on Sunday. Now, the personnel would have trained Ukrainians on guerrilla tactics and unconventional warfare methods. The training would have also been different from the format training at the Yavoriv Combat Training Center in western Ukraine, which was hit yesterday by missiles. But while they said they weren't doing it, they actually were doing what they asked for. And again, the Biden administration just up and totally lied to them. Oh, no, we don't have anybody there. We don't have anybody there. Mark just telling the truth to say, yeah, we have people teaching them how to use our weapons, but they aren't in combat.
Well,
no harm in that. No harm in that.
Well, exactly. And then it also, Captain, it shows a resolve. It shows a...
It shows the American people you're doing something.
Well, that's right. And it demonstrates that you're willing to do something that, even though, quote, it might provoke Putin, you'd have to get a long way down the road, I think, before it really becomes a major catastrophe issue, like, you know, using a nuclear weapon on people or this kind of thing. But it would certainly show that maybe he has to think twice about what he plans to do or how successful he's really going to be. The lack of leadership here is really stunning.
Well, we can also confirm something else that's really horrible about all this. As of this broadcast, 85 children have been killed and over 100 wounded since the Russian invasion.
And that is heartbreaking, isn't it? And you know what it'll do, Captain, is that, you know, I think the historical debate, when we get into the future here a little bit, it's going to center on basically what could have been done and what signals could have been sent in, even before this all happened. Mm-hmm. In other words, it becomes a Trump versus Biden or strength versus weakness debate.
Well, wait till you hear this, and this is what we'll close the segment on. Biden has warned China they will be punished if they help Russia. I'm sure they're shaking in their boots
because
they're just sitting there right now and they're watching everything that's going on and they're taking notes.
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but it seems to be, to me, Captain, that they'd be sitting around saying, well, we're going to move against Taiwan here pretty soon, so let's, you know, do your worst, Joe Biden. This is not going to end well. It's going to get worse, I'm afraid.
You are absolutely right. And, folks, more when we come back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will return right after these messages.
The Professor of Politics with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All right, Jeff, I have no idea what you're referring to, but we'll take it. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own Relief Factor. Now, you know, I talk all the time about Relief Factor. The reason being is because I take it, and it works for me. I've been taking it for over 7 years, and I take it every day. It's a regimen that I do not get away from, and I take it in the morning when I get up, or the early afternoon, whatever time it is I get up. And then if I need another shot of it, so to speak, another pack, I take it along towards around 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And then if I need a third one, I'll take one just before the show starts, or sometimes I'll wait until the show starts to take the second one if I need it. But I don't take it if I'm not having some sort of discomfort. Otherwise, I have the one pack in me, and it works all the time. And that's something that you can look forward to as well. If you start taking Relief Factor, you're going to be taking a natural product that goes straight to the source of the problem that you're having. And it will help to reduce the inflammation you're having, also the pain and the swelling and the suffering, by going to wherever the problem is and getting rid of it. It's just that simple. How do I know? Because I've been taking it for over 7 years and it works for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the comfort that you're in. So check it out. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And the 1995 Quick Start will get you going. Now, for the people here in the local area, you saw me with that pack that I had with me, that packet, which I always bring one with me when I go to an event. Sometimes I bring two. You can take advantage of that when you see me, because you can buy it when I go to an event for that $19.95 price, and you've already saved yourself $19.95, you've already saved yourself some money on your next purchase, because when you go to the website to order it and get on the list, guess what? You're going to pay $19.95 instead of the full price. So there you go. So you saved yourself some money. So check it out online. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you see me around, don't be afraid to ask if I have some of the product with me, because I just very well might. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Meanwhile, back at the racetrack, weakening Putin is going to require targeting Russia's oil and boosting U.S. energy production. Let me explain. You ready?
Yep.
We need to drill, baby, drill. And when we do, dump, baby, dump that oil onto the world market and force the price down. It'll kill Putin.
But, Captain, if we did that, it might do exactly what you just said. I don't think that, for some odd reason, we're not able to do that. Now, is it just...
We are if we just make up our mind we're going to and we get a damn new Congress in there. You bet we are.
Well, of course. So is the reason simply because of the AOCs and the squad or the far left and the anti-fossil fuel lobby, or is it something else in a combination with that in terms of why Joe Biden isn't really doing everything obviously possible? But I will say this, this is important. When you're talking about exactly what you're talking about, drill, baby, drill, dump the oil onto the market, world market. But remember this term, the free world. That's going to come into play more than ever. Over time, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, we didn't really hear it a lot, but it used to be, Captain, remember, we talked about people in the free world and what was happening in the free world. Well, here we go. We have these authoritarian regimes in Russia and also in China as well that are looking to do things that aren't part of the free world or the concept of the free world. And so by doing this, by drilling oil and making sure the market is good for those in the free world at this point, that's going to be key.
Well, remember this and hear me roar. It's not just me telling you this, folks, because with gas prices soaring, energy policy is likely to be a major issue in the midterm election campaign. And if you don't think so, and these greeny two-shoes come out there with their, oh, we got to green this, we got to green that, we got to do this, how's that working out for everybody right now? It isn't. Look what's happened to the price of gasoline for openers and diesel for seconders. The voters strongly favor, by 70%, a policy of promoting domestic petroleum production.
Well, that's right. And this is one of the key reasons, Captain, why Vice President Harris made the statement she did where she said, there's a price to pay for democracy. In other words, don't you complain about the high prices, high gas prices in particular, because you're sacrificing for democracy. Really? I mean, this is the best of stuff they can come up with, Captain.
It's not working.
No, it's not. It's amateur hour. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to tell them what to do, but it's too late to worry about it now if you're a Democrat, because they're going to get hosed big time. People are sick and tired of watching these gasoline prices, and they've reached the point to where there's no turning back, because the prices aren't going to drop anytime soon, because we can see what they're doing.
Well, sure. And then also you get this from the press briefings, and that is the president of the United States can't do much about gas prices.
I heard it.
If he could wave a magic wand or flip a switch. But guess what? The president of the United States, Captain, did do something about gas prices. He cut off the drilling. He cut off the oil production in this country.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. Now, we're seeing these little stickers now on the gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, I did that. He did do that.
Yep, and I've even got some of those stickers I put on some gas pumps. I could probably get in trouble, but I just did it real quick. Now, I will tell you this. We know there's trouble in paradise. We know the Democrats are in trouble, and I'm not going to tell them how to run their campaign. I don't care. But what I do care about is that we take America back from the people that stole it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and it's going to be overwhelming. this is not just going to be Republicans. It's going to be Republicans and many, 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 many Democrats.
You bet it is.
Who have had it with their party because their party doesn't represent them anymore. We're not talking about the traditional differences, spending and some things that that cause Republicans and Democrats to be different.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the common sense things that actually unite Americans. And Joe Biden is thumbing his nose at us all.
Now, there are new reports in British newspapers that the Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the arrest of at least two of his senior officers in the Russian Federal Security Service, or FSB. The FSB, of course, was the successor to the KGB. However, it does operate within the now independent states that comprise the former Soviet Union, which by Russian law is forbidden territory to the Foreign Intelligence Service, or SVR, right? Right?
Right? Right?
Yeah. Well, tell them that.
Well,
they're there and they're operating.
Well, that's right. I think that I think you're going to hear a lot more of these kinds of things of Putin trying to corral these kinds of flare-ups and so forth.
Yeah.
Captain, there's just no way. There's no way that Vladimir Putin can continue down this road.
And once again, HBO host Bill Maher stands in a curious spot in opposition to his own team, because during his program, March 11th installment, the longtime Democrat brought up Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill and stood behind our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' agenda, saying the kids just don't need this.
You know, Captain, this is exactly what I was talking about, the idea that some things can become so offensive to both Republicans and Democrats, or liberals and conservatives, let's say, because it literally transcends those arbitrary political boundaries. And Bill Maher is a pretty liberal guy. There's no doubt about it. But I'll tell you one thing. We could sit and have a conversation with Bill Maher and be able to actually discuss things as opposed to just do talking points, back and forth. It would actually be an interesting discussion because he
exactly
thinks about these things.
And let me see here. I think we're getting ready to take a break. What have we got, 30 seconds?
Yes, so we're coming back in about 30 seconds.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll say what's at the bottom of the list for them, but right now I'm going to mention this. Have you noticed, folks, all the money coming into the Treasury? Well, the Treasury income, and I'll be talking about this with Chris Markowski, revenue at the federal tax collection set a record through February. And we can't make a go of it with all the extra money we got. But then they can't hurry up and wait to spend that money and get it out into the scheme of things because they spend more than we take in. What a great deal.
No kidding.
That's what they're doing. We bring in $1.8 trillion and they spend $2.2
trillion. Right.
What a bunch of morons. All right, hold that thought. Jeff's going to take us a break, and you and I will be right back right after this break. So don't go nowhere, no how, because we's are coming back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least 35 people have been killed and 134 injured when a Russian airstrike hit a military base in western Ukraine, less than 20 miles from the Polish border, where many Ukrainians are trying to cross into Poland. At least 30 missiles hit the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security. Ukraine continues to add an appeal to NATO to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine and to provide military planes immediately. NATO countries, including the United States, have not yet done so because of concerns the moves could seriously escalate the conflict with Russia. Two of the three major wildfires making up the Chipola Complex fire in Florida's Panhandle are 95% contained after the trio of blazes scorched more than 34,000 acres. Firefighters brought both the Atkins Avenue and Star Avenue fires into containment after they grew to a combined 1,000 acres in the Panama City area. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Feels worse than unstable blood sugar, call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Feels worse.
Strange sounds that you hear emanating from your dashboard is the common sense in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All right, folks, I'm going to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. And boy, has he got the specials lined up again. I'm just going to tell you about a couple of them here. First of all, he's got his MyPillow, some of them down to $19.95. And secondly, he's got his MyPillow slippers down to 50% off. And he's also got some other things that you can find out about that he's really dropped the bottom out of the price at the Radio Listener Specials page, which is on the MyPillow.com website. You just go to the MyPillow.com website, and you'll see the big old box link there for Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, in you go. You'll see all the specials he's got there. You can save all kinds of money on the stuff that's there, but you got to have a promo code, and the promo code you need to have is Captain. That's right, Captain, one word. Go over there, MyPillow.com. Use that promo code Captain. Save yourself a bunch of money. And if you want to call them and not use the Internet to do your order, you can call them at 800-641-5459 and get a live person. That's 800-641-5459, promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. And I'll tell you what, the MyPillow slippers are 50% off right now, too. Tremendous deals going on over there, Kyle. I don't know. You're going to have to go over there and buy something.
Well, that's right. And now's a great time to do it, too. Yeah, Radio Listener Specials and promo code CAPTAIN. You can't go wrong.
Nope. Now, Elon Musk is going to have something to do here shortly. You know what it is?
What's that?
He's going to have to send one of his vessels up to the International Space Station, where he's been several times. And he's going to have to bring back our astronaut up there, because it looks like as if the Chinese are and the Russians have gotten together, and the Russians are going to leave our guy stranded up there.
Well, that's the Colonel Vandehei, I believe. I believe he's a colonel. He's definitely, Captain, I mean, what kind of act is this, if you're going to actually strand an astronaut?
They don't
hopefully
care.
Well, exactly. See, this is what I was talking about in a previous segment, the idea of the free world versus those who don't want to have the free world. This is big-time stuff.
Yep.
Now we can get up there and get him, I know, and Elon Musk may help out with that, and that would be spectacular.
He's going to be the guy to do it. Watch and see.
Right. But it also brings up the idea, Captain, why were we dependent on Russia to begin with? To go up.
Because they were our friends, and we were on a joint mission, and it was all singing kumbaya, and everybody loved everybody. No, it's a bunch of crap.
Well, that's right, and it hasn't always been kumbaya, and even the Russians, that's right, when the Russians had been, when they were cooperating on other space mission things to put satellites in orbit and so forth like that, my sources tell me that they were always trying to kind of compartmentalize things in terms of building these rockets and so forth. So yeah, this is, there's always been that little bit of concern there, to say the least.
Yep.
But that being said, Captain, if we still had space shuttles, and they could still fly. They could have flown for a long time.
You bet.
But President Obama decided it was more important to retire them without having.
Well, that's because he doesn't. That's because he doesn't understand the cardinal rule of war and military strategy. He who controls the high ground can see who's coming at you. And that's exactly what goes on with that space station. We need to have our own space station, nobody else in it. As a matter of fact, if we have to dismantle the one that's up there and rebuild it again, let's do it.
Well, sure, because this is all pointing up the fact that our world is going into a very, very difficult time. We need to do everything we can to stop it, obviously, but if it befalls us, we have to take care of business.
All right. Well, over the weekend, Trump's big rally was in South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, right at the end of I-20, I might add. And President Donald Trump held another Save America rally. He had thousands of people show up in very cold weather to hear him speak, and there was a big crowd, even though it was cold. And some of the folks who spoke before Trump included South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, State Rep Russell Fry, former State Rep Katie Arrington, South Carolina GOP Chairman Drew McKissick, Brandon Judd, College Football Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz, and entrepreneur Graham Allen. Now, Trump went over the big topic of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, calling it a terrible atrocity that never would have happened under his watch. Well, I agree with that, don't you?
I do, because I think the signals sent from Washington during that time were the kinds of signals we need to send in order to make sure that foreign dictators decide not to do something that they shouldn't do.
And then he noted that while he was in office, his administration did not get us into any wars. He also noted that it was his personality, and he laughed when he said it, that kept us out of war. Well, people were afraid that he was going to do something really bad to those people that would drag us into war. And I think he, if you're going to fire a rocket at us, he'd fire five at you.
Precisely.
That's my opinion, but I could be wrong.
Well, Captain, that's the idea of a leader who wants to make sure that everything that he or she exudes to the enemy is that don't try it, because I'm going to protect my people at all costs.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm going to go back to this one, but I'll come back to that after I mention this. Joe Biden said that he's doing everything he can to work to get the prices down on gasoline, everything he can. And at the same time, he's also said there wasn't much he could do, as he blamed it all on Vladimir Putin's invasion of the Ukraine. That's a lie, because Biden started all this. the things with the Ukraine have made it worse. Now, Biden tried to blame it all on the oil companies, too, claiming they have permits, but they're not drilling enough. Well, they don't have permits because the permits were never applied for. They were not issued. Did you know that?
Right, I did. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, they were not issued. They applied for them, and they never got them because they weren't going to let them drill. There was no more drilling.
They're anti-drilling. They're anti-fossil fuel, quote-unquote.
Yeah, and talk about not completely taking the blame for anything. How about Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, who said the Senate and Energy Natural Resources Committee that he's the chairman of busted all those lies, saying that there's a lot that can be done, starting with the getting stalled pipeline permits approved, number one. Also, Senator Manchin claimed that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is holding up permits for some of the projects that they could help if they were moved forward. And that's what I just got done telling you about.
Captain, no matter
Biden is a pathological liar.
Well, right. Well, no matter how much harm that they're doing with all these things to our national security, our economy, et cetera, they believe that all they need to do is give you a new message. They believe as well that they will be united with the media in order to project that message. Well, there's starting to be some chinks in the armor now, we understand, with the media on this, because they understand that people look around with their own eyes and figure it out.
That's exactly correct. And don't forget, one of the things that's going on here is that Biden was pitching all weekend long an outright lie that the Democrats brought the economy back. Well, I say to that, brought us back to what?
To the brink of disaster.
They have done nothing since day one to help the economy. You can't dump a bunch of money into something that isn't working. You've got to stop dumping the money and start looking at what it is you need to do to make things work.
Precisely. Yeah, that's right.
They're over-regulating everything, too, by the way.
Well, but that's what they love to do, too. Because through regulation, they can stop things they don't like and make it onerous and so on and so forth. But they're not unleashing the American people or business. Yes, the way that Trump was doing. But yet, Captain, everything that Donald Trump ever did is vilified by the Democrat Party elite as though it was the devil himself who had done it. And, so we can't do that. We can't have people going back to work. We can't, have a humming economy. Because that's what Trump had.
Well, I will repeat this again. With gas prices soaring, energy policy is likely to be the major issue in a midterm election campaign. It's a losing issue for the Democrats. They cannot say they've done anything to help the economy when it comes to oil. They have done nothing but hurt, 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 hurt. Everything from start to finish.
Well, Captain, Ronald Reagan asked, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Republicans get to ask, are you better off than you were 2 years ago?
Are you ready for the answer?
That's a winning question.
Ready for the answer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell no! That's
right.
The answer.
That's right. So here we go. It's a mini 1980 starting to brew.
And I'll let you put that in the chat room. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Go ahead and put that in the chat room.
Will do, Captain.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep. We'll put that in there while we're gone. We'll see what the audience in there says, because we got quite a few people in there chiming in. And hello to Sony. Hello to Bill. Hello to, well, by the way, Bill, you've got Richard the Marine in Oregon, too. That's a neighbor of yours. You might want to check him out. Fellow Marine right there. Also talks to us. All right. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, that was nice while it lasted, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. We'll get a little more.
I'm
that is the Electric Light Orchestra, known as ELO, and that's called Don't Bring Me Down. Now, this video that they've got, this is a remix. It's done with the, it says Beautiful Shuffle Girls. Well, they are good-looking shuffle girls, but I don't know who they are or what they are. It doesn't say anything. There's a whole bunch of different girls dancing to the music. So, Kyle, before we go blind watching the video here, which I'll put in the chat room, why don't you tell us what's going on weather-wise?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a lot going on out west. Actually, some rain to tell you about tonight. So, of course, we've got Seattle, Washington. They've got rain showers right now. Also, rain as you come out I-90 east out of Seattle. You're going to encounter that rain for just a little bit, but it's going to show up again as you go through the Moses Lake area. So be aware of that. Also, here on the radar map, just south of Yakima, you've got rain coming across the road on I-82. Tonight. Also, as you head down towards Portland, Oregon, we've got some of the rain. Some of it's dissipated now, though, from last hour. I think it's maybe moving east as well. Down around the Salem area, Corvallis, they are clearing up a little bit. But south of Rosenberg and a little north of Medford, you're still going to have rain coming across I-5. You're also going to have rain coming across the road on I-84 as you go out towards the Rufus area tonight as you head towards Boardman, so be aware of that. We also have some rain, of course, we told you about last hour, still there coming up towards the northeast corner of Colorado. It looks like it's moving on over a little bit now into Nebraska, so maybe off the road in terms of your in Colorado proper, but going out I-70, Captain, as you're heading east out of Denver, you still got rain coming across the road before you reach the border there with Kansas. So be careful out there tonight, folks.
By the way, hello to LJ, who just chimed in the chat room there. She answered your question, Kyle.
She did. Let me see. All right. She says, well, that's right. Not no. She says no.
No, I'm the one that said not me.
Not me. That's right. But see, the question was, yeah, are you better off than you were 2 years ago at this point? Well, of course not.
Now she's got more inspiration for coming down here, baseball season.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They start their spring training season next week. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. If you're going up there into Wisconsin, straight across Wisconsin, 94 over straight across in a straight line all the way over to Green Bay and then over the northern tip of Michigan, you've got snow tonight. It's going to stay with you. You might get some expansion over in Minnesota. On 94 and the east side of North Dakota might get some snow there. That hasn't happened yet, but it could. Also, we've got some weather to talk about. Very cold temperatures tonight in the south. If you're on I-20 and you're coming across, say, from, Mississippi east, from central Mississippi to the east coast, you're going to be in a hard freeze on I-20. And everything south of I-20 for probably 100 miles is going to be the same way. Now, when you get south of Atlanta, you're going to be in a hard frost area all the way down to the Florida line and then over in the Panhandle from Lake City West over towards Tallahassee. Definitely a hard frost. We've got temperatures around us that are going to be in the 40s and 50s and to the north of us in the 40s and way up north will be in the 30s. But nothing like what we had yesterday when it was really, really cold. I had to turn my heat on again because I knew, and this was something that was really funny, Kyle. It was like 75 degrees and the temperature was dropping on Saturday. I was at the gun show.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I wouldn't be home until the temperature dropped down into the 50s, which is true. I turned on my heat, and I'm damn glad I did because it was warm when I walked in the house. Everybody else was out there with coats. I go, my God, we just had to turn our heat on. It's cold. I said, well, it's warm in here. Oh, well,
very nice.
It's nice to be prepared once in a while. But anyway, that's what we got going on there. We might have some unsettled weather conditions over around Laredo, coming out of Laredo tonight. That's yet to develop, but we'll see. And we could have some storms along the south today again, like we did yesterday and the day before, because from East Texas over to the Arklatex, there's a strong chance that we could have some really
bad thunderstorms over there. I'm not going to mention the T word because they're not saying it, so I'm not going to wish any bad luck on it, but certainly severe thunderstorms in that area. So keep that in mind. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick and then tell us about your show.
All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each night here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. When you go in, join the Drivers Club and start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. You won't be sorry. You can track those points with the My Rewards Plus app. Download it today at pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
Yep, open the door, and there you are.
That's right.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And I thought Denise was on the line, but she's not. So we'll wait till she calls in. Sometimes it's a Monday morning. Had to set your clocks ahead. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. We'll find out here real quick. No, won't we? Oh, there she is. Okay. All right. Let's go over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Lindsey Graham came out and said unequivocally, if Russia uses chemical weapons on the Ukraine, there will be a no-fly zone instituted immediately.
I doubt that.
Well, he said it, so I don't know what he knows or we don't.
Well, I don't either. I think it's wishful thinking, but you know, there's too much coordination that has to happen for that to even begin to be put on the table. So, I mean, I think there ought to be one, but I tend to, you know, necessarily agree with Lindsey Graham that there should be one, but it won't happen like a snap of the fingers.
No, and
I don't think Biden or the White House or the Joint Chiefs of Staff or the Pentagon or the NATO countries would even begin to approve something like that.
Well, we will find out soon enough if it does happen. By the way, we had a U.S. journalist killed yesterday in the Ukraine.
Right.
Very, very sad.
And this was actually by why fire? I mean, they fired into a vehicle that had volunteered to give the two journalists a ride.
Yep.
And they were over there doing footage for a documentary, and they were taking live fire. The vehicle attempted to turn around, and he was actually shot in the neck. His fellow journalist was also shot and was in surgery. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Swell, huh?
Bad news. And, you know, these people, they're shooting at trains now, too. They shot at a train yesterday, and there were kids on it, 100 kids on the train. They shot at it. All right. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if I can locate Jeff here, we'll have him take us to break. So here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.